Wait, wait, stop, that's the one.
Welcome to Zenten Speaks, a show where I make new friends and reconnect with old ones. A show where everyone's stories may inspire you to tell your own story. In this podcast, we encourage everyone to get rid of shame, guilt, fear, doubt, and judgments for themselves and for others, and replace those with love, empathy, compassion, understanding, kindness, and to do your best in everything that you do. In essence, to get rid of things that no longer serve your well-being, to be true to yourself and be honest with others.
So, in your DM, you said, I think I would like to speak on optimism and take everything as a lesson rather than a punishment and something bad that happening in my life. Can you tell the audience more about that, please? Because I think it's a beautiful realization that you have there.
Yeah, see, for me, you know, everybody has struggles and everybody has things in your life that you're like, you could say, why me? But for me, I'm like, it's me because everybody has a plan and this is all a part of the plan. And I like to say all the time, like when things happen and then it ends up being good, I always say like, yeah, I think I got pretty good luck. But in reality, it's not that I have good luck. It's that I don't let the little bumps in the road ruin my whole like life and my day. Like whatever happens, I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, okay, maybe I didn't have enough money to pay this certain bill. You know what I mean? So now it's late. So now I could go on a whole rabbit hole about what happens. It's like, oh, the bill is late. Now it reflects on my credit. Now my credit is down. And it makes it harder to get a house or get a car or whatever. But now I'm going to keep working. I'm going to do a little bit more work this week. And now here comes a big lump sum. And I'm able to pay off every bill. My credit go back up by 100 points. You know, stuff like that. I don't look at it as the worst thing that could happen. And of course, I could use the cliche of look at the glass as half full and not half empty. But I look at it as I got some water in my cup. It could be a drop of water in there, but I'm thirsty, so now I got some water in my cup. It don't matter how full or how empty that cup is. Like, I don't even look at it like that. So I'm just like, you know, give me something that, if someone give me something in their life that they feel is like such a bad thing, I'm gonna show them why it's a good thing. And I'm gonna show them how that thing that they looking at as a bad thing is actually going to make them a better person. And it's just a learning experience in life. You can't grow without experiences. If you are going through nothing in life, you're going to be the same person for 10 years.
And you're going to hate that too. I know people who've gone through the same thing and then their life is so mundane. They want challenges, but they don't really want this running away from challenges. But then they hate it too because it's not good. Complacency.
Exactly. That's when you're, I hate to make it kind of morbid, but that's when you're dying.
It is, yeah.
If you're in the same position in your life for 10, 15 years, you're dying. You're not even living no more. You're not even living life. You're just here. You're just existing. And I never want to get to that point where I'm just existing. I'm always trying to figure out what's next and how can I keep climbing.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. And of course, I've listened to podcasts and inspirational speakers and read books. And one of the quotes out there is, life is what happens for you and not to you. And if you are focused on like, oh, poor me and all this stuff, then you won't be living in the present to understand why something happened. Or even if you don't have the why, how you can get out of it instead of like having a victim mentality that is happening to you and why you. And one of my gurus says, instead of saying why you, say why not me.
Right.
Because,
yeah, exactly.
Because when you say that, you'll be like, oh, now I'm being chosen to have growth.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And man, with that, I just got to say that manifestation is 1000% real. And if you say that you're going to do something in your life and you do it and you say that and you think it and you actually believe it, like, it's different than just saying something. If you just say, yeah, I'm going to be a millionaire, you know what I'm saying? You, anybody can say that. But if you actually believe it and you take the proper steps to try to make that happen, and you have that in your head every day, you know what I mean, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's not my thinking necessarily. I don't, my daily thinking, which could be looked at as a little bit too deep, but my daily thinking is, what can I do to build something to leave behind? Because for me, it's all about legacy. Like, your daily is cool, you know what I mean? If you're making money daily, you can have a great job, you know what I mean? And you make money daily and you, your everyday life is cool. But if you're not manifesting something that you can leave behind, then I don't think you're necessarily taking full advantage of what life actually is.
So true, yeah. Yeah. So, curious question. Why the title, the keyword?
Because my name's Keon. Everybody in my life that is, you know, a friend or whatever, a family, they call me Key. So I'm like, the key word, my word on whatever I'm talking about is this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, Keon's opinion is, if you want to break it down, you know what I mean?
All right, makes sense. So I assume you're an entrepreneur?
Yes.
All right.
I'm a personal and group trainer. And I've been a contractor, with it. I've been in different places and different gyms and everything like that. That's kind of my career. Like, you know, I do other things to make money, but as far as my business, it's Body by Key LLC. That's my actual business.
Nice. And please, if you have a page about that, please send it to me, because I don't think I have that through the DM.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely send that to you.
Yeah. And okay, so that's your entrepreneurial venture. That's great. So let's see here. Oh, so I've noticed that your conspiracies. Are you a conspiracy theorist, or you're a conspiracer? If I don't pronounce those words correctly.
I don't like to necessarily put myself in the conspiracy theorist category, but it's like I can't help but be that sometimes when I'm told something, even if it doesn't sound ridiculous, I'm always thinking like, okay, well, why that? You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
like when I hear stuff on the news, if I hear something, I watch a million documentaries. When I see something on there, I'm like, well, why'd they do that? Like, and I have to do research, and research can help, but for me, it's just my brain. Like, I just use my brain. I'm thinking like, okay, what would make someone do this? And I mean, like I said, on my segment, a lot of things are about money, but money, how can I put it? Like, a lot of things are about money, but it's also about like status and like a certain plan for something bigger. You know what I mean? So when I hear something on the news, or if I see something, just or someone tells me something, and I'm thinking like, well, what's the actual reason behind that? Like, I hear what you're saying, and I hear the explanation, but what's the real reason? It's usually something different. So it's usually something you can figure out where it's like, okay, well, that's why. And sometimes it sounds ridiculous, but if you actually like think about it, and you know, everybody knows human nature, and it's not hard to figure out what's actually going on, like behind the scenes, really.
Yeah, did you I've listened to so many people's podcasts, I don't remember. But did you talk about vaccine based on that, or was that you or someone else? Like,
I mentioned vaccine. Like I said on one of my later ones, you know, I hate the COVID discussion and the vaccine discussion, but at the same time, it's so prevalent in everyday life that you can't even get away from it. But I did talk about the vaccine. My views on it have changed a little bit, but overall, it's kind of the same.
Yeah. So what was your thought about it, and what changed, and what's your conspiracy about it?
Okay. So initially, this is my whole timeline of how I thought about it. So initially, I had the slow kill theory, which was, oh, we're gonna get the vaccine and they're gonna kill us off slowly. And then there was a thing of like, they were pushing that black people get the vaccine. I was like, nah, that's fishy. Like, why? Why do they want us to get it so bad?
Because they love us, don't you know, Keon?
so that was my initial thought. But then my thought became, okay, if the government wanted to kill us, then they don't have to do it slow. They could blow this whole thing up. They could do whatever they want, and they could get all the elite out of here. And I mean, they could A-bomb us, and they wouldn't have to do it slow. So I'm like, nah, that's not even. I don't think I'm giving them enough credit by saying that. So my thoughts on that changed, and then it became like, okay, why do they want us to get a vaccine? And I'm thinking, well, they want us to get a vaccine so that they can kind of, to me, it became like an experiment, because you get the vaccine and they're talking about the vaccine, and it's like, okay, you get the vaccine and you still got to wear a mask, and you still, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know a vaccine doesn't cure it, but they're like, you get the vaccine, but still do the same things you did before because you don't want to get COVID. And I'm like, okay, well, the flu vaccine, you just don't get the flu. You don't have to wear a mask, and you don't have to, you get the flu vaccine and you're supposed to be protected from it. Or if you get it, maybe the symptoms won't be as bad. But with this, they're like, nah, get the vaccine and still do everything you need to do. And then you have to get a booster. And I'm like, so are we just like forgetting about immune system altogether? It's just like, just forget your immune system, forget like natural methods, and just get this medicine vaccine. I'm not big on medicine in general. So I definitely wasn't with the idea of a shot of whatever this is, because it seems like they still don't really know what's going on. So I'm like, how can you create a vaccine for something that nobody knows anything about? That's the part that was kind of killing me. And then it became a thing of like, okay, so you get the vaccine and you can still get COVID, but the symptoms won't be as bad. So my thought was, okay, so if I get the vaccine and I have COVID and I'm walking around, like I said, I got three young kids. Now I pass COVID to them because I thought I just had sniffles. Now they got full blown COVID. So my thought, which kind of sounds extreme, was because, okay, knock on wood, praise the Lord, I haven't had COVID during this whole time. you know, a lot of people had it, and a lot of people survived. More people survived than died because so many people had it. But either way, you know, I didn't get it during this whole time. But my thought was, if I get COVID, I want to know so that I can go to a hotel and just, you know what I'm saying, struggle with it myself without passing it on to everybody around me. I don't want to suppress it. I don't want to get the vaccine and don't even know I got it. And now I'm just with my kids every day and with my wife, and now they getting full-blown COVID. That's how I thought about it.
Yeah, so are you vaccinated?
I'm not. And it's a thing of, like, I feel like I have to hide my status sometimes because it literally affects, like, family interaction, honestly. And it's like, you know what I mean? I'm one of the only people in my immediate family that's not vaccinated. And it kind of, like, you know, they don't treat me different, but it kind of, like, it's like, oh. Well,
I mean, in their heads, yeah. Because I know people, they don't.
Like, be careful around Keon, you know what I mean?
Well, not funny, but one of those, our political people or one of the anchor news were saying that, oh, don't invite people in your house who haven't been vaccinated. And I actually made a video, which I just starting to editing this morning, why I refuse. I call it the mark of the beast, just to fucks with people. So I was like, why I'm not taking the mark of the beast. And I've noticed it, how now every year there's a new thing with division. Now your family and friends don't want to talk to you because you either, there's this thing, there's non-vax or vax. There's this fight about that. Or your friends is your now your enemy. Your family is your enemy. Now your work don't want you to work there anymore. I remember when, before this happened, I predicted it. And everyone called me, I'm a conspiracy theorist as well, and I'm proud of it. People are like, oh, you're just making conspiracy. You're just trying to stir the pot again. And look where we are. None of these people came back and said, oh, you were right, of course. They wouldn't. I knew they would force us. I knew there would be a vaccine. I knew they would force us to take it. I knew it would be a passport. And I said all of these things around April and May 2020. And look at where we are. And I saw in the news, or I think around August, this lady was crying. She got fired at work because she refused to take the vaccine. She was like, I was working through the whole pandemic and I was an issue. Now I'm not getting the vaccine. Now I'm an issue. I'm the one who helped your restaurant to survive. And I was just like, yeah. And a lot of nurses are saying the same. We were last year heroes and this year zero. Basically, they took on the street saying that we're the one who helped all the people with COVID and never caught COVID. And now you're going to fire me for not taking a vaccine when I was working through it, when it was like the thick of it. I just can't. I refuse to take it. Because of that, I'm not working as much. But I'm glad that I have my entrepreneur ventures. And of course, it's an ego thing. I have this ego thing where when this is all over, I'm going to never got it, the vaccine, and never caught COVID. And I'm going to wear that as a badge of honor. I'm going to be excited to survive when they were forcing you to take it or else you can't work. It's like I don't know how big you are on the Bible or if you know that story where they say in the mark of the beast, you cannot eat, you cannot work, you cannot do things in life. And that's literally what's happening. You cannot entertain yourself. You cannot go out and eat. And so far we can still purchase, but I think they're going to take it far. Like, mark my words. If it's not this, it's going to be something else. It's like a TV show. Very interesting. I think after 2020, that someone needs to have a TV show of what happened and make a parody out of it.
Yeah, see, like, with the vaccine, the way I see it is, and I said this on one of my podcasts as well, it's kind of going into the category of like politics, like, you know what I'm saying, like how you're not supposed to discuss politics at work or with your friends because it can make y'all fall out. Religion.
It's a scam. It's a scam. They want to divide you. That's why they turn it into a politic thing.
Yeah, it's falling into that category. And my thing is, like, okay, I don't push for anyone to not get the vaccine. You know what I mean? Everybody got their choice, you know what I'm saying? But I also don't appreciate the push of go get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, it's your choice. Yep. You know what I mean? You everybody knows their body.
Yep.
And me, like I always say, if anybody is telling me like get the vaccine, whatever, I always tell them I'm banking on my immune system. I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm gonna do it that way rather than the shot.
And you're going to the gym and keeping a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I go to the gym. I try to go 5-6 times a week. Sometimes it's down to 4, but, you know, I go to 4-6 times a week. I feel like I'm in pretty good health, and I try to just bank on that.
And there's always these comebacks to people saying, oh, I got this healthy person who died or this and that and that. And it's funny, and as you mentioned, and everyone knows it too, I hope they do realize that the ones who don't want to take it are not the ones who are shaming someone else to who has taken it. We don't care.
Yeah, right.
I'm not taking it. My body, my choice. I don't care, whatever. But you taking it and you want me. It's kind of like if I don't take it, yours won't work. And you know that you still gonna get it. You know, the funny thing is, how many people I know who got the vaccine, who got COVID? Yeah. Okay. I never caught COVID. And I don't catch the flu, and I don't get a cold. And if I get a cold, like, it's lasts for, like, 1 day or 2 days, if the most, because I know how to tackle it. I do a lot of healthy stuff. I will sleep. I'll drink water. I will do my moringa, my spirulina, my Irish moss, and all these other natural remedies. My neem, thyme, sage. How many people do these things and know of these things?
Yeah, it's just knowing your own body. That's the whole thing. Like, yeah. You gotta know, like, what you can handle and how you can, you know what I'm saying, nurture yourself back to health or whatever it is.
Yeah, people just want someone else to do it for them. But anyway, that's their prerogative. My prerogative is I'm not taking it, and you want to take my livelihood away. Because I don't want to take it, I'm going to find another way. Hey, I met homeless people on the street who make $2,000 a week. I need to hang out with them and do what they do.
Yeah, I need to figure that one out. See how they doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I bust my ass and after tax, I can barely make $900 and you make $2,000? Let me quit my job.
come with me to a place where you will find love and acceptance. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, you'll be redeemed with unconditional love. All you need is your belief of self-worth. Accept yourself and love what is.
So the next question is, I think in your podcast you talked about how you had a child you didn't know about. So the first question, though, before you get on that, why did you get married?
I got married because I found a woman who fully understood me, fully supported me, you know, showed me how to properly love. And, you know, having kids with that woman only made it stronger because it showed me her as a mother. It showed me her, you know what I mean, nurturing. And it was fast because it just felt right from the beginning. You know what I mean? I had never felt that way about a woman until I met her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. And I do understand when you're saying it's fast, but who says, who put a timeline on anything, right? Just society that's saying right. that's too slow, it's too fast. You live in the moment, and that's all you have. All you have is the present, and if it feels good, you do it. And then
exactly.
And then you just got to live with life and make it work, basically.
Exactly.
That's amazing. So tell us about the, if I heard right when I was listening to your podcast, you had a child that's not your current wife's child, or what?
Yeah, my first child's mother, that happened while I was in college, and the story with that is kind of interesting. So, we weren't together, you know, we were kind of just messing around. At the time, you know, this is no knock on her at all. You know, she had a boyfriend. She was young. We're both young, obviously, and still in college.
Yeah.
But she was young, and she had a boyfriend, you know, back home. And then there was me at school. So she got pregnant, and of course I assumed it was mine. But, you know, fast forward a couple months or a couple weeks or whatever, and, you know, it was my first time figuring out that she actually had a boyfriend at home. And she's telling me, like, you know, well, there's a guy at home, and based on the timeline or whatever, yada yada, I think he's the dad. And so, you know, I didn't judge her at all for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, well, you know, are you sure about that? Like, do you think that's the case? Or, you know, do we need to figure some stuff out? Do we need to get like I was willing to get like the DNA test, you know, while you're still pregnant. That's kind of expensive, but I was willing to do that because I always want to make sure I'm there for my kids, like I said earlier. But so fast forward a little bit, I'm graduated, I'm at home. And she sends me a picture of my son. At the time, I didn't know it was my son, but sends me a picture, and she's like, okay, what do you see here? And it's a picture of him looking exactly like me. And I was like, well, what am I looking for? And she's like, you know, he looks like you. And so I go through my old pictures of me as a youngin, and I found a picture that looks exactly like the picture she sent. And I'm like, okay, yeah, he does. So what you want to do about it? So we get into the process of, like, you know, getting a DNA test and everything like that. And at a certain point, it becomes like a, you know, she's like irritated with it, you know, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? Like, let's figure this out. And it becomes like, just leave me alone. Just leave me and my family alone. We good. He looks like him now. It's whatever. And I was like, okay, I guess. You know what I mean? I had already, at this point, I had paid for an at-home DNA test that I was going to send to her. And I did send it, but she never sent her necessary parts to the lab. You know what I'm saying? So, this was early 2018. So, you know, there was some time in there where she would come back around, or maybe I'll reach out to her, and it was like discussions of like, okay, again, he looks like you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because we still was keeping in contact because there was this thing of, okay, I think he's yours, you know what I'm saying? But then it would be like, nah, never mind. It was that back and forth for a long time. So fast forward early 2021, not even early, kind of mid-2021, around like March, April, you know, I'm still keeping up with him because in my head, I'm like, this is my son, and I know it. I'm looking at him, you know, he looks exactly like me. I'm looking at him, and I'm like, this is my son. There's not much I can do about it because she's not local, you know, she's not in town with me. So I'm like, okay, I think this is my son. I'm looking at him and like on social media and stuff like that. So the last time that she reached out was, like I said, around like March or April of 2021. And so I was like, okay, no more back and forth, no more games. Let's get this figured out. So she came to Charlotte where I'm at. I'm looking at this kid. We go to the little DNA test place, and I'm like, I mean, I'm going to get a test. I don't really need it because I'm looking at him. Look just like me. This kid is, I'm a big guy. He's big. I'm like, this is my son. So we got a DNA test. Comes back a couple days later. He's mine. And literally, from the time I found out until now, I've been all in. You know what I mean? I went to where he is. It was about 3 hours away. Went to his birthday party. You know, gave him a million gifts, everything like that. Met him. And after that, it's been like, that was back in May. Now we're in December. I'd had him all summer. You know, I had him most of September and through October. Like, I have him all the time now because it's such an instant connection when it's your biological kid. It's like I've known him his whole life, and I know so much about him now in such a short period of time. It's like 6 months, and it's like I've known him like for his whole life. It was such a natural an instant connection between me and him.
That's great. That's awesome. What's the relationship? What's the wife's and the girl's relationship? Because you said you had them around, like, how do they manage that?
There was some minor, you know, bumps in the road early on with it, but I just made sure that I managed everything the right way, you know what I mean? Because I made sure to try to, you know, keep everything cordial, you know, not like they don't have a problem with each other. They don't necessarily speak because they don't have much to talk about because they didn't know each other, you know what I mean? But they don't have any like issues. There's nothing that stops any kind of relationship between me and my son. So with them two, they just know what the situation is and they understand it and they accept it.
That's nice. I like this and I hope definitely it gets like so much better than what it is now, but it sounds really, really nice that you're taking care of your responsibilities and people are basically admirable with each other.
That's yeah. Cool.
Do you have a support network?
Like as far as like my family and everything?
Yeah, like family or friends, since you went to college, like do you have a support network where you live in your community?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'm so big on family, like for a long time. My thoughts on this have changed, but for a long time, I always said, like, I don't even have friends. Like, that's the way I used to put it. But, you know, growing up and having different experiences, I do have friends, and I have people that are, like, very close to me. And, I mean, when it comes to, like, my kids and stuff like that, my mom is always there for me, like, if I need her to keep my kids for whatever reason, like me and my wife, we actually have like date nights where we'll call my mom and she'll come over and bring, I actually have a little sister who is 4 years old and she's kind of like the leader of all of the little kids in my family. Like I got three kids and she's like, she loves them and she knows she's the aunt and yeah, it's great, man. Like, so I mean, my grandparents, they love seeing my kids run around. You know, I'll go over there and just spend time with them. Like, it's really a great thing. Like, my wedding, which was in August, I had two of my friends in the wedding, and my brother was my best man. And, you know, they helped with everything when it came to, like, my kids running around or whatever. It was it's a lot of support around me. And that's between friends and family, so.
That's amazing. That's great. So happy for you. How are you currently living your best life?
With me, I'm not too hard to please. Like, if you, like I said, I'm a courier. So I move mail around from different banks and different post office stuff like that. And I work a lot, but the times that I'm off, if I'm at home and my kids are there and my wife is there and we got a good show to watch and my kids got some toys to play with and I can just watch them run around and play and I can just chill out on the couch, that's a great day for me. I don't need too much. You know what I mean? If it's a Sunday and I'm watching football and I order me a pizza and we can just chill out, that's a great day for me. I don't need too much to just make me happy. As long as I'm chilling out and, you know, like I said, I don't really stress. Even when I quote unquote should, I don't even stress. I'm very easygoing. My best life is me and my family having a good time.
That's great. Wow, that's so cool. I love it. And my number one take is, like, you are doing your best. Like, you see the grown-up in your life did certain things and you're doing your best to basically change the patterns and do, you doing you and big on family. That's wonderful. Yeah, and sure, all the blessings to you, definitely. So that's all the questions that I have today. Is there anything else you want to say before we go?
No, I just appreciate you having me. Appreciate you just having a conversation. You know, I feel like my life, I can inspire people, and I appreciate you giving me the platform to just do that.
Yes, certainly. And I appreciate you getting on there and being okay to talk to people. One thing I've noticed is that a lot of people are willing to talk, and how we navigate in the world where we're afraid of each other. And sometimes, of course, I guess some people who are skeptical, they're like, hey, what is this? And da da da. That's why I make that long thing I sent you, like, with as much details as possible, because some people are skeptical about their stories. And I tell them, hey, it's going to be posted, and so you know it's going to be public, so if you're okay with that. And it's great to connect with people. And I'm done playing the game of society where you need, like, stranger danger, like being afraid of people. Of course, you need to have a, what's that thing called? Be mindful of things, but you can communicate and not be afraid of people, because in my belief, and I know it, we are part of the universe. You're the universe. I'm the universe. We're the sons of God. You are my brother as I'm yours. And so we're from the same place, like the earth and the universe. So, like, you are not a stranger, and, like, be afraid and be skeptical and all this stuff. It's like all these things are made up fears that I don't need to be part of. So I'm very grateful that you are willing to get on podcast with me as well.
Cool. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you again, and have a good rest of your day. I appreciate your time today.
All right, you do the same.
Okay, bye-bye.